This is Apollo Control at 141 hours, 39 minutes. Just a minute ago, reacquired the spacecraft Casper. Ken Mattingly is in the midst of his sleep period at the present time. He has about 1 hour and 20 minutes left in that sleep period. And is essentially back on the flight plan. Yesterday, at 118 hours, 30 minutes, we updated the clocks here in Mission Control and at the same time synchronized the clock aboard the command module to the updated time. That time update was 11 minutes and 48 seconds. At 118 hours, 30 minutes, the clocks here in Mission Control and the clock aboard the command module were moved ahead to 118 hours, 41 minutes, 48 seconds. The clock aboard the lunar module Orion has not yet been updated with the new time and won't be until sometime prior to LEM liftoff and the rendezvous sequence. The primary reason for this is that the crew on the lunar surface is a little concerned with ground elapsed times. They will be, of course, concerned with ground elapsed times when it becomes time to get back in synchronization with the command module and to get into orbit around the moon. But while on the lunar surface, they're primarily concerned with segment times, with elapsed times, the amount of time until an EVA, the amount of time left during an EVA, and that sort of thing. And it has not been necessary at this point to update the clock in the lunar module. Although for flight planning purposes, we are using the updated ground elapsed time. The principal reason for the time update for setting the clocks ahead in Mission Control and on the command module was as a result of the orbital changes resulting from the late lunar landing and the late circularization maneuver, which was performed by the command module. This changed the orbit about the moon and got the orbit out of sequence with the flight plan, so that Ken Mattingly was finding that his acquisition of signal times, his loss of signal times, and the events in between, primarily photo targets of opportunity and so on, were not coming up at the same time that they were listed in the flight plan. The alternatives at this point are to do one of two things, either to change all of the numbers in the flight plan all the way through, or simply to change the clock and leave the flight plan as it is. And it has been a procedure for the last couple of missions to make the change simply by changing the clock. This is the simpler thing to do. We just simply moved the clock ahead to the point that it then agreed with the acquisition and loss of signal times in the flight plan. And as I said previously, at the appropriate time, the lunar module clocks will also be synced to this new time. We now show 1 hour, 20 minutes until cabin depressurization, just prior to the start of the EVA. Based on yesterday's experience, we'd expect that the EVA crew would begin getting out of the lunar module and down to the lunar surface roughly 10 minutes after we start the cabin depressurization. A short while ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz, who is still on the console, checked with the LEM systems engineer for a status report on the lunar module Orion, and the report was that the LEM looks very good this morning. The manned spaceflight network station, which will be covering most of the extravehicular activity, will be the station at Madrid, Spain. That station uses an 85-foot diameter dish antenna. At about 148 hours into the mission, which will be a good way through the EVA, we will begin to get coverage from the 210-foot dish antenna at Goldstone, California.